Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Howard Long, Executive Director, Licking County Historical Society. We're going to get into this passport program that officially kicks off at the Final Friday event next Friday in downtown Newark at the Canal Market District. But you were saying to put together this passport book, 2 years.
This was a two-year project.
Yeah.
You know, we had a great committee from the Licking County Historical Alliance. I came back from an America 250 meeting out in Cincinnati, and I came back, and my wife and I love to camp, and we have our, you know, our state camp book, and we love getting the stamp and saying that we were being there and put a little sticker on our camper saying that we would be there. So at our next Alliance meeting, I proposed, how about we do a passbook for Licking County's 25 townships? And by the end of the meeting, everyone raised hand that wanted to be part of the committee, and then we started meeting monthly, identifying locations. I think when we first started, I think we were up in the 90s of historic locations throughout Licking County, and we had to obviously tailor it back. As I was saying earlier before we started, some of the historic sites in Licking County are on private property, and I don't think someone wants thousands of people potentially knocking on the front door. And like you said, hey, there's something special in the basement. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
How did you narrow it down, though? I mean, you know, because history is history, but what truly made the cut?
Well, you know, and that's a great question, and I don't know if I have a great answer for it. We just knew that we had to cut it back. We probably eliminated some things that probably could have been on. And we added one actually last week that we realized that we missed.
After 2 years, there was one you missed?
Yeah, there was. I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few that we missed.
Wow.
But we wanted to have something special for each township. You know, you're going to have churches that you're going to go to, some of the first churches in Licking County. You're going to go to some of the first townships in Licking County, some of the first cemeteries in Licking County. And we have Revolutionary War soldiers buried throughout Licking County. I actually printed out the sheet that I got yesterday from Tom Honkins, whose task is to find all the unmarked graves in all 88 counties and to make sure that our Revolutionary War soldiers are honored next year. And in Licking County, I think my stack was probably 2.5-3 inches one-sided of soldiers, and then I'm going through this list, then I have the list of the soldier, and then when you go to the gravesite, it's unknown. And they have a monumental task of being able to honor all our Revolutionary soldiers. And even where our property is on 6th Street, we have 6 Revolutionary War soldiers on our property. Mm-hmm. I've been working with Veterans Affairs, who it's minutia paperwork. Been working on that a better part of a year and a half, and I submit the paperwork, and it comes back that I don't have enough information. And then Doug Stout from the library, who does an amazing job.
Yeah, we've had Doug in here several times.
He gave me
Something else.
Oh my God, he's over the top. Mm-hmm. He's a great resource for this community if you want to know anything about our veterans. So it helped me put then another group of paperwork together, and I submitted, and it came back not substantial. And then they told me I needed to submit paperwork to National Affairs down in Washington. So I submitted the paperwork there. I got additional information, but now a lot of our Revolutionary soldiers that came here to Ohio had served in Pennsylvania. So now I'm reaching out to National Archives in Pennsylvania. I'm waiting to hear back from them so I can submit the paperwork to National Veterans Affairs, and we'll see where it goes. The ultimate goal for us at 6th Street is to have Veteran Affairs replace the 6 markers that we can place back on the property. That is the hope. Now, I will say, regardless, we will honor them next year. We do Echoes of the Past every year at Cedar Hill Cemetery, and We will have one this year. Our theme's going to be around earliest transportation, you know, the B&O Railroad, the canal, the interurban, like Warren Wyatt, he was the first to own an airplane. So hopefully if Chip Wyatt's listening, and I haven't asked him yet. Good morning, Chip. Hopefully he'll come down and he'll talk about his
I got a big
member.
Ask of you.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't mean to put you on the
yes,
spot.
Absolutely. But you're on the spot.
You're on the spot.
I'll call you soon, but the goal is next year to have Echoes of the Past on 6th Street Cemetery, tell the stories of the 6 Revolutionary War soldiers, and that will be a big event for us mm-hmm. next year. So, I mean, going back to your early question, it was difficult, but we were able to narrow it down to 45 in the hard copy, and the digital platform will actually have 46. We added one because when I got the call to add it, this was already at print. Mm. And
it's awful hard to add something when something's at print.
I couldn't. So yeah. We did add it to the digital, and we'll be excited. So the digital people are going to have one extra spot. Which is great, but they're going to get a great history of this particular location. So next Friday, 4 to 7 on the square, we're excited. The book is in print. It's supposed to be delivered to my house next Thursday. Mm. If it doesn't come, you won't see me at Final Fridays. I'll be hiding in the basement.
Becoming his own historical marker.
Oh my
his
own gosh. Relic.
I mean, talk about down to the bitter end of a 2-year project. We're excited. And we've had some great people support us. Heise Glass Museum was one of our supporters. The county commissioners have been nothing but amazing in supporting us. And we had the Daughters of the American Revolution support mm-hmm. us. And we had Energy Co-op support us. And also you guys supporting us and helping us get the word out. So we greatly appreciate it.
Next Friday, what do people need to do? How does this all get started?
So they're going to come to a booth that's going to have the America 250 logo on it. And it will say Licking County on the bottom of it. I hope to see this long line. The passport book itself, we are charging $10. The online version is free, so people will have the option to do both. The hope with the return money that we get from the passport is to give us the ability to purchase more. This was a very expensive project. Everything we're in right now, close to $23,000 on this project. And the money that we get back to it, we'll put back. Everyone that participates will be given a book. They'll get a sticker, hopefully, that they'll put on their car. We have little compasses for kids. And we have
the
chip
adults
clips.
May need a compass, too, though, Howard.
Yes, well, in our book, it has the directions. It has the coordinates. You're going to get lost. I'm going to tell you that right now. And you're going to go down a dirt road, and you're going to scratch your head. Where are they sending me? But you'll get there, I promise you. And then the digital platform. My concern about the digital is that you're going to go up to, you know, the Fallsburg area, and you're going to have no self-service. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we are putting you in some remote areas, but you're going to see the Greg Bridge, and you're going to see the Stouts Bridge that had been complete. The Greg Bridge just got painted. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the Stout Bridge, if you guys remember the dump truck that went mm-hmm. through it, and this person's infinite wisdom, he didn't back up.
Yep.
He went through and went bang, 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 bang all mm-hmm. the way through, so all the trestles had to be replaced. Yep. And that would be one of the challenge questions. You're going to go in and you're going to have to count something. You're going to go to a site and you're going to look for a grave. And I will give one hint, and I joked with you guys about it the last time we were on the radio. You're going to go to a graveyard, and my hint for you is look for the chickens. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say.
That's all I'm going to say.
But real quick before we get back into that, we were just talking, and I printed this up because, I mean, you always need some help, Howard. I mean, you talked about this thing took you 2 years to put this passport program and this book together, but you could always use some volunteers if they want to come down. You were just mentioning some lady just comes down and just starts weeding for you around the Buckingham House and everything.
Cindy, you know, I was saying with you earlier, the cameras will be going off at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm looking out there. Oh, it's Cindy. She's picking weeds. She's made our gardens look really nice. And then we have master gardeners that have a garden next to the Sherwood Davidson house, and just amazing people. But a volunteer can come in and sit down, and we're working on cleaning up our paper files and our picture files. But if they just want to come in and go down a rabbit hole and learn something about a particular time in Newark, we can go back to the very early 1800s up to present, and we just have fun. But I've got Bobby Meldahl and Cynthia Court and Whit Tussing, who work very hard on our collections, and to make sure that, you know, when you donate this bottle of water, that it is treated with respect and trust, and a picture gets taken of it, an accession number gets put on it, it gets put into our Past Perfect software, and so 20 years from now, when you want to know where we put that bottle of water,
you know where to go.
Go on the computer system, and it will say exactly where it is, and that's the important part of it, is people trusting us with the things that they donate. And everything that we have in our collections, between the Webb House and the Sherwood Davidson House and the Buckingham House, our research library, is all donated, and we're so appreciative. We have a very generous community in that respect.
Well, let's get back to the Passport program. So it kicks off Friday. Tell folks what they're going to be doing, because I don't think people understand. And you've even said you've made this hard on purpose. And you talk a little bit about, you know, you don't have the internet in some places. You just can't Google stuff and go find these things. Maybe talk a little bit about what folks are going to be challenged to do here.
Okay. So next Friday, you're going to come to our table, and you are going to make a decision as to whether you want a hard copy book or you want the flyer. Now, the flyer will have a copy of the Passport book on the front, and on the back side of it, it's going to direct you to the Licking County Historical Society's website, which is lchsohio.org. You're going to have a tab that's going to say Passport Challenge. You're going to click on that. Page is going to come up. It's going to have instructions on it. It is going to direct you to a website. And once you click on that website, Licking County Historical Alliance is going to pop up, and you're going to have your 46 locations. You're going to click on the Buckingham House, and it's going to show you the picture of the Buckingham House. It's going to tell you the history of the Buckingham House. And then there's going to be that challenge question. And the goal is to answer that challenge question. Now, people have asked us, well, our hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 4, and I'm going to come on a Monday night evening after 5 or 4, you know, or I'm going to come on the weekend. Well, you're going to look for our American 250 logo on a window, and under that window will be the answer to your challenge question. So, I mean, we've really tried to cross our T's and dot our I's on this. I'm sure we've missed something. I joked at our annual meeting last Saturday night, if you find something wrong in the book, I don't want to know. If you find something online wrong, I don't want to know. You know, you can proofread it, and you can have 100 people proofread it, and I'm sure we missed something. But it will be important for people, because this, the same information that is going to be on the flyer that will be handed out to the people that want to do the online, same information is inside the book. And if anybody has any questions, they can call the Historical Society Monday through Friday. Either Elizabeth or I will answer the phone, and we're more than happy to help.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Howard Long, Executive Director of Licking County Historical Society. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.